A Seattle apartment development company that's been building so-called apartments will have to retrofit one of its complexes to make the building accessible for people with disabilities. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which conducted an investigation. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Apartments are micro-housing developments that have been springing up around Seattle in the past couple of years. They consist of a number of small apartments with shared kitchens and common areas. Centro LLC is the developer of this building, which has 56 units and is located on Capitol Hill. Sarah Pratt is part of a team at HUD that makes sure buildings are accessible for people with disabilities. She says the department conducted on-site inspections and found that the building lacked a number of features that are required in newer buildings to make them accessible for people on crutches or in wheelchairs.
A number of the units had steps that should have been had flat entrances. We also found that inside the units, there were some difficulties with both thresholds and also light switches that were higher above the ground than they should have been.
Pratt says the developer agreed to take steps to make the building more accessible, including lowering the light switches and mailboxes and making thresholds not as steep. She says Centro also agreed to build an additional fully accessible unit in a different building. She says apartments may be a new building design, but the same requirements of the Fair Housing Act apply, and she says developers should keep those specifications in mind before they start building to avoid an expensive retrofit later. Centro declined to comment. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.